What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jay Cicero, President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation and the New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee for 2025. By this time, we've been talking about this for really almost a year. You should know that Jay Cicero did not like countdowns. Well, I don't know what the opposite of a countdown is, if it's an epilogue or count off, but we are one day post-game. Let's see how he feels about that. Jay, welcome to the show.
I feel great about it, except the countdown clock in my office says 158 days for something. Nobody's been able to figure out why this morning. So I wanted to take a picture of it and send it to you when it said zero, but I looked at it this morning. I said, "What is this?" And you know, the staff says, oh,
"Surprise!
We don't know what's wrong
surprise!
With it.
Surprise!"
It's coming back. No, it is one day past or half a day past as far as the game is concerned, and we are just a little exhausted. You can probably hear it in my voice, but we are very proud of the effort and the teamwork that it took to get. Through yesterday. What an incredible win for our city and state.
No doubt. So many different events leading up to it. I was looking last night, replaying some of the video from the parade, and there was a drone thing on YouTube, and it was amazing. I mean, in some areas, 10, 12 deep with, you know, people on the parade route. I can't imagine people expected that.
The crowds were even bigger than we thought they were going to be. And that's just something that are so delighted for. You know, that when you have the parade, that's obviously free to the public. You've got the cathedral lighting along with the Cabildo and the Presbyter, which was free to the public. And you had our Louisiana Culture Fest down at the French Market, which was free to the public. You know, we really wanted to create some things outside of, the paid admission for the Super Bowl experience at the Convention Center, and obviously the game itself. And then opening night Monday night, a week ago today, at the Caesars Superdome. It's our best way to highlight our culture. And to be able to do something very special for our locals and the people who are here visiting.
So I know you did the handoff this morning. I have to imagine that's a great feeling. A year ago, they were handing it off to you. NFL perspective, their thoughts.
Nothing but raves from the staff that we were talking to, Commissioner Goodell this morning. Talking about, bringing a game back here for our hopefully record 12th, not record tying 12th at that point in time. And we're just, we think this was a big audition for the 12th one. And I'm not sure how it could have gone better. And, you know, but it just goes to show you the power of this event to be able to pull people together, to be able to point people in the right direction with a deadline, and motivate people to get projects done. And that's what I'm most proud of is we had over 4,000 volunteers plus another 1,500 people who served on the host committee itself, in 16 different subcommittees. But those volunteers and everyone else who pulled their timelines together to get things done for the Super Bowl, you know, that's really what it's all about. It's a powerful motivator, and we're just happy to serve at the top of the host committee with the New Orleans Saints.
You know, it was great, Jay, and I may have told you this during the week. I think it was Wednesday. It might have been Thursday. I was walking back to our office from the convention center, and they had like a sidewalk little strike force group on that day still fixing bricks in the sidewalk. And I walked up to them and I thanked them and I said, guys, I love y'all. I love what I'm seeing here. They were so excited to hear it. You know, they felt like they were part of, you could tell right away, they felt like they were part of this and part of this momentum.
They absolutely were. I mean, everyone plays a role, and an important role. And some people might not think that fixing the sidewalks or laying bricks or sidewalk area or fixing that area is important, but it absolutely is. And when you pay attention to details like that, and you take pride in what you do, it just makes our citizens feel so great. And I hope that everyone shares our enthusiasm for the way things went last week, and realizes the big picture of how much an event like the Super Bowl can do for a city and state. It was amazing.
I addressed something in my monologue, and I asked Walt about it earlier, and I'll ask you as well. I went through the whole list and explained who does what, when, why, and how, starting with the Saints organization, the role that they play, the LSCD, Legends ASM, you know, your sports foundation, host committee, and the corporate sponsors. I went through the whole list. But I reminded folks that a lot of the conversations that I had, it was really about them and how they treated people, how they reacted to the event, and their interaction with the visitors, with the media, with you know, so many others that come down here, the NFL, the vendors. In fact, at last night's game, I had some folks, really nice people, down from Minnesota. They work for Anheuser-Busch, you know, and they were talking about their experience. And in almost every conversation, it was about, you know, just a New Orleanian and their attitude and their excitement and willingness to help. And, you know, I had some folks tell me a story about, you know, a couple that went three and a half blocks out of their way to show somebody where the restaurant was so they wouldn't miss their reservation. You know, and you hear these little stories and it's just so encouraging. And I'm just so excited about the city.
Well, you know, that's what's the best thing about New Orleans, and really the whole state's like that. But it's really the best thing about New Orleans is the citizens and the pride that we take in being from New Orleans, and the ability to have a visitor and become instant friends with them, and to, you know, recommend your favorite po' boy place and show them how to go somewhere. I did that 25 times yesterday. Frankly, we met up with some Philadelphia fans at a pregame event, and they were two of the nicest guys I'd ever met. And a couple of them have been here before for one of the previous Super Bowls that Philly was in. They'd been here for a Final Four also, and they were just talking about how remarkable and how welcome they felt from our just either our volunteers or our just everyday citizens. And then last night after the game, I walked to the Higgins Hotel where I was staying, and with a bunch of Philly fans, and they were trying to get back to their hotel on Britannia. And I'm like, follow me. So we walked them. I didn't go all the way to Britannia Street, but I walked them to basically Lee Circle, which was pretty close to where I was staying, and make sure they were going in the right direction. But they were just so thankful for just some, and they know who I was. And I didn't tell them who I was. I just wanted them to be happy, and that's who we are. That's what being a New Orleanian is all about.
It's really exciting to hear that story over and over again, right? I mean, it the folks think so much of the place that they call home that they're willing to go out of their way and help folks and make it really easy for them and for them to have a good time.
Yeah, it really does make a difference. And, New Orleans has had its ups and downs in the last couple of years, in the last 5 years or so, COVID and everything else. And sometimes I think that our citizens may have lost a little pride in our city because of just so many things happening. And the Super Bowl is a reason for everyone to return to a love affair with our city. And, If our citizens love it, then everybody else will love it. And I think that showed this past week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There was a point in time as I was watching the game last night in the Superdome that I thought about you and all of the volunteers and, I mean, all of the organizations, the corporate sponsors and everything. It's like, you know, I just wish the game might have been a little bit better for you, with all the effort that went in, because it just seemed to get out of control soon, early on in the game, and stay out of control.
It did. We probably missed a few million eyeballs the Superdome and the city because of that. But that's the way it goes. I mean, they play the game on the field, and you know, that's not the only thing that we're not in control of, but that's the biggest thing we're not in control of, is what happens on the field.
Yeah. I don't know why I just all of a sudden had this, it was reflecting. I was like, you know, God, I mean, I was sure the game would have at least been better for them.
I think we were all hoping for an overtime or last minute drive in the fourth quarter to win it game also. But look, Philly just took it to them, and they dominated the line of scrimmage on both sides, and especially defensively. And I was sitting amongst a big group of Philly fans, and some of them were true Philly fans, but most of them were just extremely nice, and they were so happy to win the game.
I got a taste of Philly when they were highlighting at some point in time in the game the Kansas City cheerleaders, you know, and they showed them on the board, and they started booing, my wife looks at me and she says, "Who boos the cheerleaders?" I said, "Well, obviously
the
they
Philly
do."
Fans do. It was so it really kind of comical, frankly. Yeah. And we were just kind of waiting on, what are you going to do next? You know, it's almost like Mardi Gras day, where you're just sitting there and you're fascinated by what people do, what people say, what the dress costume they're in, and you just and it just became something that was really entertaining to hear them. But I, you know, some of them are probably mean spirited. I didn't see that for the most part.
No, I mean, I think that's just the way, that's what they do. Yeah. And they did the same thing to Taylor Swift. I was reading an article about New Orleans booing. I don't know that New Orleans booed Taylor Swift, but I will tell you who booed Taylor Swift was the Philly fans around me. They were brutal with anything that had a connection to the Kansas City Chiefs. They were on it, man. They were ready.
That's true.
It was kind of fun to watch that as well. But, you know, and I said earlier, and I don't know, Jay, if you had that same experience, I think a lot of the Eagles fans were in shock that they jumped out in that lead, you know, the lead that they had so fast and so quick.
Yeah, I think everybody was in shock. And I think everybody was in shock of how the Chiefs couldn't, I mean, they had one first down and in the first quarter or something like that. It's something ridiculous. 20 plays and 23 yards, I believe it was.
Yeah.
They got manhandled and they got outplayed in every way, and they just couldn't handle that defense. And I don't know what it was with Philly or why they played that well yesterday. But they really turned it on, and you got to give them all the kudos in the world of getting that far and coming back. You know, last season they were 7 or 8-0, I believe, and then they lost a bunch of games in a row to end the season. I think Nick Sirianni was on a questionable list there.
He was definitely on the bubble, and no doubt about that.
Yeah, and he's and just goes to show you stick to it. You get tough, you get a plan together, and you work hard, and anything can happen. You can come back. Hopefully the Saints will do well next year. That'd be great.
Well, I know we're waiting on the announcement. The coach actually got on a plane to go back to Philly. I can't blame him for that, but I was hoping they'd have like maybe a little bit of a press conference today, right?
Well, you know, I it seems like all signs are pointing that way, and hopefully that works out. If it's Kellen Moore, which I think is no secret, he had a heck of a game yesterday, and they really played extremely well. Now they have some great players too. It's all about the players, but he did great.
Well, Jay, let me just say on behalf of our listening audience, we really appreciate the job that you guys at the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation as the host committee pulling together so many different folks. And I know you spend a lot of time talking about teamwork. A lot of folks made a lot of sacrifices through this, not only financially, but time-wise and otherwise. And it could not have been done, and I'm so proud of the job that y'all did, and the attitude that you bring. I talked to Walt about that, is infectious and obviously delivered, and that's why I think most everything went without a hitch. There's always a hitch, no one would know the better, and we really appreciate it on behalf of the place that we call home. Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, thank you, Neil. It's very kind of you. That's I accept that on behalf of a lot of people and a lot of work. You know a lot of them. So I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir. Final thoughts real quick.
Just hopefully we'll get number 12. That would be great. We can't wait to go for another bid. But, you know, we'll have to see. We have to get invited to bid, so we'll see.
Absolutely. And when you figure out what's in 158 days, let me know, please.
I will.
You may be afraid to ask, right?
I might.
Thank you so much. We know you're busy. Jay Cicero, President, CEO, Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, Arnell Carrier's New Orleans Bowl, and head of the Super Bowl host committee. Have a great week. We will be right back, folks. We'll drop in with Arthur Hardy. We move on from the Super Bowl already. Mardi Gras is right around the corner. Stay with us.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.